Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Texting.
God. Okay. All right.
I'm so sorry.
I think it's all cleared up now.
All right. What's this bone you got to pick with the Schmidl?
How old are you, Schmidl?
Actually, I turned 31 on Monday.
This Monday?
This Monday.
Wow, Martin Luther King's birthday is your birthday?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Man, we're marching for Schmidl.
Yeah. So he turns 31. 31. I mean, a lot of people are married by 31, right?
I think 31 is a wake-up age.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think actually 29 might be. I think 29.
I feel like 25
but at some
is.
Point, mm-hmm. things click and you go, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
See, I feel like more like 25, but there were some late bloomers.
Yeah. For me, it was about 28, 29, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got a text. You were on it. It's a group text.
I was on it?
Yeah, you're on it. And
yeah, but when it's midday, you never reply or see anything anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You're doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Is that an insult?
No,
no, you just
you
lose your phone.
You're not on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, yeah, you're yeah. not was, like you're not like the rest of us. Like we're attached to our phones.
Yeah.
But you just put it down.
I go home and toss it to the side, and then I just have my day.
Right. And so yesterday, what you missed was Schmidl, 31 years old, big boy. I'm a big boy. Now, keep in mind, I have a 14-year-old that has been doing this since he was 10, 11. But Schmidl, big boy at 31.
What did he do?
31.
What'd you do?
He bought deodorant.
Yeah.
For the first time. And he's so proud of himself for putting big boy deodorant under his arms that he sent us a picture.
He had to share it with us.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now.
I know.
Schmidl, you turned 31 on Monday. Uh-huh. You've never bought deodorant before?
No.
Oh, my God. Jeez. What caused that? I mean,
I think it's my fault because remember yesterday when he walked by me, I go, "What the hell is that smell?"
Yeah, did you say that? Yeah, you said I smelled like hot food.
Yeah, I was like, "What is that?" I was like,
"Hot food."
I was like, "Something's burning or something. Something smells bad." Yeah, so it was his pits.
Was that it?
Probably.
No, but something.
No.
Yeah.
Was that the catalyst?
Was that the trigger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that, and I was standing at line yesterday in the Sprouts, and I just saw this Tom's deodorant, and my friend has been telling me about it, and he said it has, like, no aluminum in it and all this stuff, so I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's the whole reason I wasn't buying
deodorant.
Been
around for a while, buddy.
Yeah,
been around
natural.
For years.
Well, I just discovered it yesterday.
It's been around for a long time. They have quite a few of those natural ones without the aluminum that everybody's so terrified of.
Yeah.
I'll smoke a big bong, but I won't put aluminum under my arms.
What did you cancer?
Oh, my God.
See, I think you got a new love interest.
No.
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 I have to say it like that.
Bragging about that.
Yeah.
You can't keep stuff like that a secret. That's a huge.
But isn't everybody proud of the 31-year-old Schmidl? You got deodorant.
Yay! Yay. Are you wearing it this morning or you've not applied it yet?
I forgot.
Yes. Oh, I started to say I got a whiff earlier. That's why I asked the question.
I would literally turn my car around if I forgot deodorant. I would turn around because that is, nobody wants to smell anybody's body odor.
No.
I mean, body odor is just nasty.
You forgot.
Oh my
God. She forgot to apply it. You bought it yesterday. You were so proud you sent down a picture. But then you get up this morning. Well, it's a habit that you got to get used to.
Yeah, I got to establish it. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, good for you,
usually
buddy.
Hygiene's a routine.
Yeah. You know, there's other products out there too. There's one called a shampoo.
Yeah.
What does that do?
Yep.
You can't. Well, you know what? I'll go through a list off air with you. Okay? All right, maybe.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Mega Millions tonight worth, millions. $750 million tonight. Powerball tomorrow night, $640 million.
Somebody's got to win it, BJ. Somebody.
That's right.
At some point, somebody's got to win.
I'm going to get tickets today.
I am too.
Yeah.
For sure I am.
Now, you'll forget.
Yeah, you won't do it.
What are you going to? Hey,
you always forget.
Hey, negative. What's up?
How you guys what doing? Happened last time? We gave you directions and everything, and you still forgot.
And guess who saved money? Huh? This guy.
I do that sometimes, too. I'm so relieved when I forget to buy the tickets or I just don't get out. It just doesn't work out. And then I wake up the next morning and nobody won.
I know. Yeah. That's how I feel, too.
It's a great feeling. It is
true.
It not? It's like, aha, all you other suckers.
You got a second chance.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the thing I say? I go up there, I go, I won it all.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
With this much money on the line, okay. You want all the plays.
I want all the plays.
You want the multiplier, all the stuff that goes with it.
I want the plays.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Yep, run that sucker through the garden.
All right.
Yep.
Run it
through the garden.
Is that a thing?
Well, yeah, that's kind of that's like when you're ordering a hamburger, go ahead and put everything on it, lettuce,
I've
tomato.
I've never heard run it through the garden.
Run it through the garden.
Same. Never heard of it.
No, never. We've never.
Well, it's a Waffle House.
Somebody's getting a phone call.
Somebody's getting a phone call.
That's you.
Well, let me get it.
God, what is happening?
Hang on a second.
Sure, it's fine.
Yeah, hello?
I'm sure I took care of that yesterday. I check your records again.
He's got to re-up his life insurance plan.
I'm gonna call you back.
I think it's Kohl's.
Kohl's.
Remember, he just bought his boots.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. What?
It's Kohl's.
Okay. I know. I love them. They call a lot.
I really need to win this Mega Millions. Oh, jeez. All right. I bring this up. I brought it up earlier this morning because I'm such a proud parent. But there's another story that's kind of associated with this. But earlier this morning, I told Jamie, I said, we got so excited yesterday, me and my wife, because our son, Frog, has been accepted into potty boot camp. Potty training boot camp.
Isn't that amazing? They have a potty training boot camp, and their son was qualified.
Yeah.
He was accepted.
Yeah.
It's like going to Harvard, but different.
I think to qualify, you have to poop your pants a lot.
I think they see a problem, and that's why they created this.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, to qualify, I think you're a daily pooper.
Yeah,
at school,
that's good.
Okay?
At least he's regular.
I think the kids that go to school, and they're on the edge, and some days they do it, and sometimes they don't get it right. Yeah. Those kids probably don't even make the pass over to training camp. You
no,
know what I mean?
Think of this as a good thing.
He
was accepted.
He was accepted.
I wonder if they have, like, at the end, like a graduation thing where he gets a little cap and gown.
Oh, like a moving on ceremony.
Yeah, like a little pull up and stuff. I don't know.
I don't know, but it starts on January 25th, and potty training boot camp is underway, and I don't know how long it takes to finish.
They must have had quite the accidents, because in the letter that I was reading, they want you to bring new socks. They want you to bring 5 pair of socks, 5 pair of pants, 5 shirts, and an extra pair of shoes.
Yes.
What is going on?
Yeah. And be prepared to do a lot of nasty laundry.
That's what they said. I don't remember my kid just like duking.
Going
like,
through all over his clothes.
No, I don't even remember that.
All right, and again, the reason I bring this up, there's a Poopgate controversy going on right now in Washington, D.C. These are big boys. All right.
Now what?
This is not potty training. There's a Poopgate story out there this morning. It includes the Secret Service. They got nowhere to go to the bathroom.
What? Wait, what?
The Secret Service, as you know, their job is to protect former presidents, their families, current presidents, and they get that for life. Well, part of that entourage is also protecting Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared. Okay. And they have a big house, 7 bathrooms, but the Secret Service isn't allowed to use their bathroom. She doesn't like it. she doesn't want them in the house.
She doesn't want any poopies.
You guys need to stay outside.
Really?
So they have a problem.
They have 7 bathrooms.
7.
They couldn't just say one is for the Secret Service?
They might clog up the toilet.
I guess, and this is not a political thing, because right next door to them is Barack Obama. He and Michelle live over there.
Okay.
Well, at first, Michelle and Barack allowed them to use their bathroom. Then they got fed up with it and said, nah, you know what? You guys got to figure this out on your own, all right? So now they've been cut off from Barack's house, too. They got nowhere to go. So they put a port-a-john out on the street. Well, guess what? The neighbors complain. The Secret Service have nowhere to go.
Is this really a problem?
So here's the solution this morning.
Oh, my God.
Our government has rented a $3,000 a month apartment next door so the Secret Service can poop.
You know, I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so how many do you think they have? Like, you have 10 surrounding their house or something like that?
Yeah, I would guess 8 to 10.
Okay, so you have 10 dudes at your house, and they probably poop, 24/7. They're never on the same schedule.
Each of them at least twice a day.
Yeah, so somebody might come into my house at 2 a.m. or something. Maybe I do get it.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
I mean, because I'll tell you what, when I was getting a new roof or whatever, I don't...
Do you allow those people in your house?
No.
Construction workers you don't allow?
No, it's not like allow. I don't allow them.
So it's a definite no. Yeah,
there's
with
just
you.
A no.
It's, no. Yeah, my wife, Lisa's that way. Me, now, I don't really care. I feel like that, I'm not intimidated in any way. They're probably
it's not intimidation. It's just poop.
You feel icky having a stranger. But if you have a friend coming over and they have to use your bathroom.
Well, I know them. I'm comfortable with them. Just something about thinking of that guy, old Larry coming in and...
And Larry's regular, too. He's always right during one of my shows.
I mean, because men are nasty. I mean, they're just nasty people.
I'm with you. I get it with this situation in Washington, D.C. Here's why, though. Because the Secret Service, if they're at your house and they need to use your bathroom, that means you're at home. Because they're there to protect you. If you're not there, they're traveling with you, okay? So you're always there. They want to come into your house.
I don't want Larry on my toilet looking at his phone for 2 hours.
I get it.
And smelling it afterwards.
I get it.
I'm kind of with them on that point, because that's 10 men. Ugh. That's a lot. Nasty.
And that's for the rest of their life. You get it?
Yeah.
Because the Secret Service is going to be around them forever. Forever.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
That would be.
Yeah, you got to put a clamp on this quick.
Yeah, or for me, this is too much information. I designate the basement bathroom to people I date. They go down there.
They're banished.
It's like, there's a really nice bathroom in the basement if you want to just go down there.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That way I don't have to think about it, know about it, or anything. It's just way down in the basement.
I like your style.
You're dating
like
some really stinky people, huh? Is that what you're saying? That's your type?
I know.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it's BJ and Jamie. Now, what was your question?
Maybe you guys can clear it up for me. I thought that you can get COVID test places for free.
I think you can, yeah.
I think you're right.
Okay, well, yesterday I was in Cherry Creek, which, by the way, the traffic on Cherry Creek is a nightmare. Anyway, I was in Cherry Creek in front of where the old Bed Bath & Beyond used to be. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that, where it used to be? They had all these cones, and it's all these cones and stuff, and it said, COVID test for $200, and then you could get an antibody test for $150, and you can get something else for, whatever, $75. I was like, that And it had a tent and everything and all the cones, and people were actually pulling up to get it done.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what I thought, okay? And I have no clue, okay? Yeah, I've not been tested. I've never been to a test site. I passed one here and there. I thought it was free.
I did, too.
I thought the ones that they are paying to get the test, those are paying for the convenience of getting it here and now. You don't wait in line for 3 hours. Oh. Is what I thought it was. That if you go down for an example, Pirates Cove over here, uh-huh. they use that parking lot quite often. But the line is just backed up all the way down to Santa Fe. I mean, it's a long line. And it takes hours to go through.
So these are for the rich Cherry Creek people.
So if you're in Cherry Creek and you got a little dough, you know, you could splash a Hyundai right here, you know, on somebody, then you can get that test instantly, you know. And not only that, you get results before you even take the test.
So it's for those. Because I was like, that's expensive to get a
test. Oh, that's so expensive. I would never pay that. I would rather wait in a line for 3 hours.
But it's Cherry Creek, darling. Mm-hmm.
It's called the Snooty Test.
They're all in there.
Little Snooty.
They're all in their Benzes waiting for that test.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Yeah.
I'm just making this up as I go. Okay. I'm going to be honest because I know we want to be accurate in 2021. Yeah. That's what this show's all about. Right. So I want to give a disclaimer out there. That's what I thought was going on with the payment.
See, I thought that I saw, because remember that report that came out that people were setting up fake tents and
it was a scam.
It was a whole scam. I was like, am I seeing this? Am I seeing, like, you know?
I would have freaked out just like you, though.
Right? No way.
I was like, because this is so expensive for them to get
looking
it.
Looking for white overalls overalls.
Let me ask a couple of other questions, too, because, and again, on Textnado, because you guys are so brilliant, maybe you can explain this to us at 51059. Now, according to Textnado, the rapid test is what you pay for.
That's what they were waiting for?
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. You
just get the results back faster. I think hours, like a matter of hours, I feel like.
The antibody test is the rapid test, and then they have the one where they shove it up your nose. The rapid test uses your blood. The one they shove up your nose is like the slow one.
I don't believe you.
I don't either.
You know what? That was good. But you weren't that confident.
I know.
Because there was a place in there where you kind of changed direction.
Yeah, I agree.
Jamie, are you and I astute to this stuff or what?
Yes.
There was a place.
The blood one that he switched gears.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you were on a stand and you were in a court of law, a good lawyer would have ripped you apart on that.
Yeah, right there.
I'm not buying your crap, but that was well said, I guess. couple of questions. Do you pay for the virus, for the vaccine?
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw.
No, I don't think so.
It's free?
I'm pretty sure. It's
both shots. Or do they give you one and charge you for the second? Oh, that's the way to do it.
I feel like they were giving them to all Americans for free.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't pay for those. No.
Right? They're rolling them out for free.
I thought I saw online yesterday where someone said they paid $50 for the shot.
No, I do know there's an underground system where a lot of celebrities are offering to pay $1,500 to
black market?
Yeah, to give
to get ahead of the line.
Yeah.
Oh, they're playing the old Cherry Creek card, are they?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you John Elway's already had his shot.
Oh, for sure he has. Yeah.
You betcha.
Yeah, so I know that rich people are trying to get, you know. Did you see where accidentally Kaiser ruined all those shots?
Yeah, they left them out.
The power went out. What I can't understand, the power went out when the winds came in, but why don't they have a backup generator? What if I'm on I'm incubated or something? You know, it's like, sorry, Jim, power went out.
Wait a minute. The power went out or they left them out?
The power went out. The power went out.
I'm just clearing this up.
Because obviously you did not see the story either.
I saw that they got warm and they ruined it.
How in the hell can we be so accurate in 2021 between you two? You know, we've been bragging about being accurate. Both of you guys have screwed this whole segment up.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
You don't pay for the vaccine.
Well,
so
now people are saying that our insurance pays for it. I don't know. I felt like it was free. You guys are dummies. Schmidl knows nothing. Rapid test is a COVID test that you pay $50, and the regular test takes 2 to 3 days for the result. Insurance covers that. So he says you don't pay for the vaccine. Oh, God.
How would you like to be the producer of this show? You know, you sound like you really have it together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
Oh, your favorite guy is speaking at 12:30 today.
Who's speaking?
Bipolis.
Oh, really? Yes. Governor Polis?
Yeah, he's going to give us a big old update on the COVID situation. Oh,
big baby.
Oh, man, I'll be there for that. I love seeing Big Baby on the screen.
A lot of you are going to be seeing the video of our mayor. And you know how he got on that airplane and told everybody like about an hour before that, don't go anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's bugging me about the video of him? Hancock, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's bugging me? He has a handler with him. And in the video, and the handler's like, bye. And he doesn't even look back to say bye to him.
Oh, he didn't wave back to him?
No, he didn't at all.
He probably doesn't like his handler.
I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, there's that poor guy going, bye.
Yeah.
And then Hancock just keeps walking.
And part of it might be, Jamie, that if you're trying to sneak out of town.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, you want to get through that security.
Are you standing up to show me sneaking?
Yeah, he's getting animated.
Okay, all right.
See, like if you've got your handler with you and you stop and, hey, buddy, you know, maybe a hug and a handshake. It gives people time to recognize what's going on.
Oh, right.
Because all of a sudden it's noticeable you've got a handler.
Yeah.
But if you get to the gate or you get to, you know, the security point and you want to slide out of town while you're telling everybody else to stay put and not go anywhere for Thanksgiving, then you just kind of, you know, like keep going.
Man. I don't have a handler. I don't have a handler.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why'd you say bye to me?
I'm not the mayor. I don't even know
BJ
you.
And Jamie, acting class.
So good.
That was really good.
Good.
Was really good. The way you came in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I helped you out. Kind of
saved me.
You know, let's talk real quick before I get to all this stuff is about finding out somebody's true colors. For example, we have a boss that's in a basement.
Oh, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. Okay?
No, we need to go there.
Whoa, you guys, it's a joke.
You were pretty adamant about this whole thing.
Oh, my God. So we were discussing, and maybe you could help us out. We were discussing if he's allowed to take a walk in the neighborhood or not. Some of us think he can, but some of us think he's tested positive. I think that he can just be in his own yard. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. And then Spadell's like, no, he can't even be in the neighborhood. I'm like, well, I wonder if he wears a mask, can he be in the...
I
don't know either. I don't know the rules.
When there's people around, if there's no people around, it's like 2 a.m., then maybe. But if there's people around, it's daylight. I don't think so.
I thought if you had like a distance thing, like 6 feet and beyond, that it didn't even matter if you have a mask on.
Well, I think not when you have the actual virus.
Not when you test positive.
Yeah. Okay, but 25 feet away. I think you should be fine.
I don't know. They're showing all kinds of how the wind pattern moves. Remember?
Droplets.
And it's been very windy.
It's been very windy.
Right.
It could probably blow about 50 miles or so.
I know. I mean, how windy it's been, that would be bad. Yeah. So anyway, we had a whole discussion about that. And then somebody, I'm not telling who, but there was somebody in this room, because I think it's best if we not say who it is.
Yeah.
Because it's very ugly.
I think it's best, too. I really do.
Said, well, what you need to do is, you know that neighbor you hate? Go over to his house.
He even said, deliver some food.
Yes, he did. And we all were just like, oh my God, you can't say that.
Heartless. Heartless.
I was shocked. He even said, guess what this jerk said, okay? He even said that, well, I'd pick a healthy neighbor. I wouldn't pick one plus 75 that had a disease already. I'd pick a healthy one. Just, you know, it's all in reindeer games.
Yeah. Like, hey, how about that prank I pulled on you, huh? How you feeling?
It's like, oh, my God. And then somebody else is like, I'm pretty sure you're saying that you want to commit manslaughter.
Yeah,
right?
That's what they said.
It's like, this isn't a fun game. Yeah. This isn't a fun game to the neighbor you hate.
Jamie asked that schmuck to leave the room. I'm glad he did.
This is crazy. Anyway,
Did you imagine, though, our boss,
got
quarantined on Monday, right? Was it Monday or Sunday? Monday, he tested positive.
Monday.
All right, so today is day 5 of 10. So he's halfway through. He's been in a basement with his 14-year-old son, and he's halfway there today. He's got to be miserable, right?
I
mean, that's a slow 5 days and 5 more to go.
I know. I agree. I mean.
And I don't think they have any windows. I don't think
know?
He has
have
any
you been
daylight.
To the basement?
It was no when we were zooming him the other day.
You just speculated.
I'll back him up. It's dark in that basement. Yeah, when we were doing that zoom call.
You make that statement.
You have to have, if there's a bed down there and he said my son's in the bedroom, you have to have an escape route. You have to have windows.
It depends on when it was built.
No, you still have to have a window.
My house doesn't have any windows in the basement.
Well, you don't have a bedroom down there.
Listen,
it is, but it's
not.
Yeah,
it's not
built out to be a bedroom.
It's used as one.
Well, that's a different story.
I am going based on the Zoom call we had, and there was no windows, no natural light in sight.
I don't want the two of you to show up on Monday. I've had it with you.
They just gas crap. Oh my God, it's a fire hazard.
It was he has dark a built-in, down there.
He said that his son is in a bedroom. In the basement, and you have to have an escape route.
They might have something illegal going on down in that basement. I don't know. It's not up to code.
Are you saying it's a grow house? What are you saying?
Nerve-wracking. Anyway, somebody said that no, he has to, if he goes outside, he has to stay on his own property. But what about the fact that it was super windy?
Yeah. It could blow all over the neighborhood.
Oh, I know.
Easily.
He could have an outbreak in the neighborhood.
We're also not thinking about this. Four other people in their household have not tested. They're clean. They're good.
Yeah, they're positive.
So they need to stay in the basement.
What? Wait, what did he say?
Just forget it.
What?
Boss
man needs to stay in the basement. Otherwise, he's going to affect the other people in the house.
I so agree with you. Go ahead, Jamie.
What's wrong with that?
Did he just say the whole family needs to be down there?
Hopefully, he doesn't show up Monday. That's all I can say.
Him and his son need to stay in the basement.
Got you, Carson. We're good, buddy. We're good.
I was thinking about one thing since our boss does Zoom calls with us, and he has that poor dog down there. I was like, oh no, a dog is gonna get it.
Now, is the dog allowed to go upstairs?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, because they can transfer it, right?
Oh God.
I don't know.
Oh God.
I don't think that's been proven.
Why did it sound like Scooby? Yeah, you can shut the hell up. You're not even part of this conversation. I'm turning your mic off. That is maybe something they haven't thought about. If the dog's going back and forth, what if the dog can carry it?
Yeah, he's breathing on it. Gonna get COVID all over the dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, our boss is breathing on the dog?
Yes. Yes.
I'm having a hard time today.
I was just gonna skip over it. I didn't know what the hell he meant. I thought he meant the dog was breathing on the family.
I did too.
The dog is a girl.
The way you said it, though, it was like the dog's breathing on the children.
God. No, Mike's breathing on the dog.
It's so hard to be here. Oh, my God. Hey, don't forget, this weekend is Martin Luther King weekend. It's a holiday weekend. Keystone is open up until 8 p.m. throughout the weekend.
I didn't know they had night skiing.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. I've done it once. It is so cold. Oh, my God, it's so cold
at night. Yeah, you get one run in, ooh, and that's it.
You don't even ski.
What are you talking about?
I asked you before, do you skate? Nope.
I used to go all the time when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Haven't been in a long time, but I used to go.
I'm assuming they probably didn't have night skiing when you were a kid. I think they just added that like in the last 10 years.
I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
You weren't even raised as a teenager here, were you?
Yeah, boy. I'm a native.
I thought you always told us that you live with hockey teams.
Yeah, didn't you go to New Hampshire?
Yeah.
That was when I was 18. And I left home after I graduated from high school.
We don't even know you. Yeah.
It's really cold up there, Carson. Yeah, I know too.
Let's see here. The dog can't get COVID. Oh, okay.
Oh, he can't? We've read stories where the dogs have it.
Yeah, we have read that.
There's a story this week that two gorillas have it out at the San Diego Zoo.
The governor. There's like six.
Well, the governor of California did a press conference the other day, which I thought was a big rock. With all the things going on in the world and in this country right now, you're having a press conference over two gorillas? Really?
Yeah.
Is that not just crazy?
What do you find in Spadil?
It says at this time there is no evidence that pets, including cats and dogs, play a role in spreading COVID-19. The virus that causes COVID-19 spreads mainly from person to person, typically through respiratory droplets.
Mainly.
From coughing, sneezing, or talking.
Thank you.
But, I think it's a problem if the droplets get on his collar, and then he goes upstairs with his collar on.
Yeah, and she breathes them in for the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's a problem.
Oh, whoops, I fell down. Okay, you know what? Can we just wrap this up?
I feel like it's been wrapped up for a while. I can't even imagine how hard it is to listen. I mean, just on this side, it's torture. Right? So for you guys, we apologize profusely. We need 3 days off.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We played a piece of audio that Spadil gave us this morning, said it was the funniest thing that you're going to hear all day. I agree, it's funny, but Jamie, did you feel the same? It ended weird. It doesn't really pay off at the end. I'd like to know what happened.
It's a lot of the music and not a lot of her.
Yeah, does she kick the Alexa or does she burn her house? What does she do?
Like, what? How does it end?
She just gets mad at it.
So that's it.
That's it.
There's nothing more. Yeah. You grabbed everything there was with this audio.
Yeah, that's all that's online.
You're doing a great job.
I'll play it. Do you understand what we're saying, though?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's no payoff. At the end, it just goes into Usher saying, yeah, and then you don't know.
We need resolution.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said. All right.
Have we just run out of crap?
I'm going to play it. All right, here we go. It's a grandma.
Oh, God.
She's arguing with her Alexa to play her what? Dance music, right?
Exactly right.
Okay, here we go.
Alexa, that's a jumping song, honey. I want a beautiful dancing song, honey. You know the nice ones, honey. A kind of suave, like, you know, honey. You play a lot of beautiful. That's my kind. No, that's not the kind I want. That's her jumping song.
I'm not sure.
I want a sophisticated.
Maybe it's better the second time.
I did enjoy it.
I kind of liked it that time. Well, thank you very much.
Made me chuckle.
I wonder if it's as good the third time.
Oh, come on.
Alexa, that's a jumping song, honey. I want a beautiful dancing song, honey. You know the nice ones, honey. A kind of suave, like, you know, honey. You play a lot of beautiful. That's my kind. No, that's not the kind I want. That's her jumping song.
I'm not sure.
I want a sophisticated.
I wonder if it's as funny the fourth time.
Oh, my God, stop. No, you know what would have been funny? If he would have added a sound effect of her just falling over dead.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Carson, put in your search there.
Oh, my God.
Put in your search.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
Put in medium to large cow.
Medium to large.
Yeah,
okay.
Medium to large is what we're looking for here.
Okay, the way that you're talking about this, you're getting a cow for your backyard. That's not how it happens. You go to a butcher and you're like, you don't go pick out a cow. You don't go out to the field and go, I'm going to get that cow.
What do you know?
You go to a butcher and he already has them like prepackaged.
No, it's like picking out a lobster.
Yeah.
It's
exactly like picking out a lobster.
Yeah.
Carson, you're brilliant.
You got to get the one you want.
Yeah. All right. So my wife, I don't know. I think she's halfway prepper. We seem to be getting a lot of stuff at Costco and putting them in a corner somewhere and just for, a rainy day, I guess.
Oh, for doomsday.
Yeah, doomsday.
And a cow is part of the prepping?
Yeah.
I thought it's stuff in like cans that you're supposed to have.
Look. It led to the cow conversation.
Oh, okay. Okay? Right.
I don't really know because you know me.
I've never heard of preppers having a cow, but okay.
A couple of days ago, we're in the kitchen and Lisa says, "How much is a cow?" Just like that.
Okay.
And I said, I don't know. I what do I look like? A farmer? I don't know how much a cow is. But she wants to know how much a cow is so we can get a full cow butchered.
But for the way you said it earlier, it was going to be in your backyard.
That's the way I interpreted it. That we go get the cow, bring it home, put him in the backyard, and wait till it's ready to be butchered.
Because the meat will spoil. It'll get freezer burn. It can't be in there for years.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. What are we even talking about?
Exactly. So I'm trying to figure how much a cow is.
Well,
so
Spadil
I can tell
looked
her.
It up. He looked it up.
Why'd you look?
He looked it up.
All right, Spadil, how much is a cow if I want a full cow?
Well, the cost of getting it slaughtered is $95 to $190 for a whole cow.
Okay.
And it's about it's $1.25 per pound of hanging weight. So that's like the meat you get left over is $1.
Hanging weight. That sounds yummy. So you guys are going to go out to a pasture, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to walk around and you're going to be like, that one looks meaty. And you're going to pick him out and then somebody's going to shoot him.
Well, I don't know exactly how it works. I'll be honest with you. I thought maybe you go out and you say, oh, look at that guy. He looks pretty cool. Or her, whatever. And you say, well, I guess you don't do a bull, right? So you look at her and you go, you know what? I like her. She's got a little meat on her bones, you know?
And then you shoot her.
And then you say, that's the one we'll take right there.
You can put her on layaway. Just
All right, Spadil, without that Google thing that you keep using in there, how much do you think? I want a price. What do you think a large cow, packaged and everything, the full price would be?
He's looking at it.
It says it's $2,345 for 300 pounds of finished beef. But I think if you just walked into a butcher, they would probably be $600 to $700 is what you're going to spend on like their package.
You're no fun. You cheat.
Now, because you want it all individually packaged up and all that, right? Yeah. So it has to say, like, Betsy on it.
Betsy's leg.
Betsy's shoulder.
Yeah, oh,
Betsy's...
no, don't put a name on it.
Well, if I've never met the cow, I don't care what you name it.
This is coming from Lisa. You guys just want a full cow.
Yeah, full cow.
Why can't you just go to Costco and buy some meat?
Well, that's what I would do. I think a cow, pardon the pun, is overkill.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, I'm a little confused on it, too. There's only two of us.
It says a whole cow is huge. You'll need a ton of freezer space.
Yeah, it's going to take you years to get through all that meat.
It does. You have to buy a whole new freezer just for the cow.
What is going on there? What is going on at your house?
I've never bought a cow. I don't know. I've already ordered it.
Mail order cows? Where are they coming from?
It's Amazon. You can get anything on there.
If I'm hungry and I need some food, I'm coming to your house. And I'm ransacking
all
the place.
All I know is I knew a rancher once, okay? Yeah. And he said, only buy grass-fed cows.
Really?
That's what he said. He's like, you don't buy any other thing but grass-fed cow.
Oh, okay.
So make sure you get one that's out in a field with grass.
Well, somebody could lie to you. I mean, what am I going to do? Follow him around and check his poop? I mean, they could easily lie to you. You could be feeding this thing grain all along and say, yep, all he has is grass.
With your luck, you're going to get a cow, and then Lisa's going to say she's a vegetarian.
All right. Maybe I'll pass on the cow.
TJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. I had no idea that cow talk is so popular in Colorado. This is crazy.
Well, there are a lot of ranchers.
Yeah, I guess so.
I have never seen 3,000 texts come in through the 9 o'clock hour. That's for sure.
This is amazing. And thank you for all the suggestions out there. How much it's going to cost to buy a cow, have it slaughtered, how much meat we're talking about. One person even says, Jamie, don't buy a mean cow. Their meat's really tough. That's a good tip.
Also, the wild cow is a little gamey.
That's another good tip. You know, I thank you so much.
We got half a cow once after eating all the hamburger. We never wanted to eat meat again. It's like 200 pounds of hamburger that comes with a cow.
Yeah, someone said you should split that. If you're going to buy a cow, split it with two other families. Families.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, I feel like Lisa and I could tear through that. I mean, that Lisa, she can eat.
Oh, my God, don't say that.
She likes.
You're
she
never
likes.
Supposed to say that ever. I know stuff.
I can eat. I eat more than she does, but she likes to eat.
Oh, stop.
I mean, I think a cow wouldn't be too much for her and I.
Yeah, they just said it. It's way too much.
Of course it is.
It's hamburgers, hamburgers. You want hamburgers tonight? You want hamburgers tonight? You want hamburgers tonight? You know, there's only so much ribs and all that. The rest of it's just ground, round.
But, gee, I don't like your attitude, my cow. You know.
Somebody said that they own the Craig Angus Ranch in Fort Collins. Go online and to the website. It's antibiotic-free Angus.
With that attitude of yours, you'd be tough meat, too.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. I've said this before on the show, and I don't know what it is, but like when I buy rump roast, it bothers me. Like, why does it have to be called rump roast? Why doesn't they just call it some other quarter, you know, like a hind? Like, I don't even know if I want hind. I just want, like, you're roasting my ass. Rump roast.
But I don't think rump roast actually comes from that region.
It just bugs me.
Okay.
It does.
But yeah, I don't just think... get fixated on the name.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, you want some grilled butt?
Maybe it does. I thought I saw somewhere where it doesn't really come from that area.
I don't know. I just don't like the name. It
okay,
bugs me.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Thanks for all the tips, folks.
You guys are amazing. It's really. Whew.
I would share some of the meat with you guys.
Somebody said, didn't you just have a heart attack?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Wait a minute.
What?
I had a heart attack on Saturday.
Yeah.
Got out of the hospital Sunday. She asked for a cow on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. We've uncovered something here.
She's trying to kill you.
Yes. Yes.
Finish him.
She's trying to kill me by cow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Yes, Jamie, the Kansas City Chiefs play this weekend.
Yeah.
You're a Chiefs fan. How did you not know that?
Well, I was just wondering because my friend Mike posted a red Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And they said it's Red Friday. And so I was like, I don't know what that means. And so that's why I asked you.
Oh.
Because he's from Kansas City.
See, I'm a football fan. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe it was like a heart thing.
No, so it's dedicated to the Chiefs, huh?
Yeah, he has a Christmas tree dedicated to the Chiefs.
Well,
yeah.
Good for him.
And it's actually red.
That's pretty hardcore.
The whole tree
cool.
is. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. All right, I'm looking on my phone here to find out exactly.
Sunday at 1 o'clock.
The Chiefs?
Yep. Against the Browns. Playing the Browns.
Right. The Browns. I'm kind of voting for the Browns, though.
Why?
Because they won the other day, and it was exciting.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I was excited because, you know, everybody makes fun of them. I feel bad for them. But if they won beat the Chiefs, that would be epic.
It was the first playoff win in 26 years.
I know, and everybody makes fun of them. Come on, let's go for the underdog.
I hope they win.
Okay, good.
I really do. I'm pulling for the Browns, too. Yeah. Let's see here. You got the Rams and the Packers. Is that Saturday, Carson?
Yeah, tomorrow, 2:35.
Who else is Saturday?
And then you got Baltimore and Buffalo. That'll be a good game at 6:15 tomorrow.
And Sunday is?
You got the Browns and the Chiefs at 1 o'clock. And then you got Tampa Bay and the Saints
Buccaneers!
At 4.
Go Buccaneers!
I'm not trying to be your mom.
What?
But.
What?
That sounds like about 12 hours of sitting.
Yeah?
You aren't supposed to be sitting.
No, yeah, he needs to take it easy.
No, for the first 2 weeks, I have to take it easy after this medical condition. I can't be doing anything.
Oh, okay.
I can't be unloading like stuff out from the car from Costco.
Cleaning out the crawl space. You can't do that.
I can't be putting stuff in a crawl space.
Because I'm just saying, that's a lot of football this weekend.
Yeah, no, I got to sit.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I got it for 2 weeks.
He didn't tell you to get some exercise?
No.
Light exercise?
Oh, stay away from
exercise. He said sit on your ass the whole weekend.
The dirty E word, exercise.
He said don't do that at all.
He said do nothing.
Huh.
Don't lift a finger to help anyone in the household.
Really?
That's what he said to me.
Get a diaper and don't even move.
Yep.
Just soil your pants all day, every day.
Thank you. And it just so happened to happen on football weekend.
Yeah,
so,
you know what?
There are some good things that come from a heart attack.
Look, I'm not a doctor. I just thought that you're supposed to have moderate exercise.
No. Not for a couple of weeks.
No, so just sit there with your True Moo and call it a weekend?
Yep.
Okay.
And you do that until, let's see, it says right after Super Bowl weekend.
Then you're clear.
It says after Super Bowl weekend, you can start moderate. Just moderate easy exercise. Okay. All right. Not till the Super Bowl.
Not until the Super Bowl's over.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Well, that is quite the doctor you have there.
Dr. Martin Luther King holiday this Monday, and pretty much a Martin Luther King weekend around here, right?
Yep, correct.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are going to have work, off on Monday. We won't be here on Monday. Back on Tuesday.
Yeah, and we'll post all the things that are going on around town with Martin Luther King weekend. I know that a lot of it's gone virtual, but we'll get it all together and put it on Facebook.
And don't forget, DUI checkpoints are out there.
Yes, 16 DUI checkpoints until the 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Take the back road.
Oh, my God. Don't say it.
What did I say?
Wow.
What did I say? What's wrong with you?
Guys, I'm not thinking clearly. I had a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Obviously, there was some blood that missed your brain,
I'm
right?
I'm on medication.
No, you take an Uber or a Lyft is what you do.
Or you just don't go anywhere.
You take an Uber and Lyft on the back road. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, my God.
You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.